I wanted to use this opportunity to learn a sugya of Hanukkah, but I think it's very, very, very relevant. Not just what I want to do is I want to show you through this sugya why learning Gemara and even spending time learning Shitos that we do not paskanite, that we do not follow the halacha, is going to be extremely, extremely relevant. Okay, that's the goal. So we're going to look at three separate sugyas, and by looking at these three separate sugyas, hopefully we'll identify three sugyas that are low halacha, and then draw out a yesod, and then time permitting, we'll go beyond. So let's take a look at the Gemara, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, please. Tana Rabbanan, famous Gemara. Mitzvah Chanukah Neri Shubeis Amahajin El Kolecha Ve'echa Ve'amahajin Ben Amahajin Be'shami Om Yom Rishon Madlik Shmona. Mikan ve'elach pochets v'holik. Basically, Omer Yom Rishon Madlik os achas mikan ve'elach mosif v'holik. So there's a fundamental machlokas, and everyone agrees that when it comes to Ner Chanukah, you have three tiers to the mitzvah. Tier one is Neri Shubeso, one candle. Tier two is Ner l'kol echad ve'echad, which means if you have six people in your house and it's the fourth night of Chanukah, how many candles will you light?
Six
candles. And then you have the level of Mahajim and Mahajim, which the Gemara refers to a machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel. Beishamai says you go down, Beis Hillel says you go up. This is a very well-known Tosis over here. Let's take a look as a sneak preview. HaMahajim and Mahajim. Nira Lari. The Beishamai Beis Hillel lo kaime ela aner ishu beiso. Sheken yesh yoter hidur deika hekera kishemosif aholech o mechaser. So comes along Tosis, and Tosis says, the level three, near Mahajir, Mina Mahajir. Let's go with Beis Hillel. So you have six people in your house. Fourth night of Chanukah. How many candles, I'm not counting the shamash, how many candles will you light according to Tosfos?
Four.
The answer is four. Four. Why? Because according to Tosfos, we assume, Ashkenazi, when I say we, Ashkenazim assume, that tier three is cumulative. Is you have tier two, which is Ne'elo Kolecha Ve'echot, so six people in the house, six, no matter what night it is. And now tier three is per night, per person. So it's the fourth night, four times six, 24 candles. That is not the position of Tosis. Tosis says if you're on tier one Mahadran, so you're going to light six. Tier two Mahadran on the fourth night, you're lighting four. Why is it that four is more Mahadran min a Mahadran than six? Moshe Latinic?
It's not.
It's not. Tosis says it is. Tosis says, it is. How is it? How is it? No. Why is Mahadran lighting four? Please. Please, please. Why is... It's okay. The family, it's okay. I want to be surrounded by wilds. It's a wild experience. Okay. Anyway. Why is it that it's more... Why is it that it's more Mahadran to light four than it is to light six? Yes. You're recognizing the fact that you're doing what?
You're adding on a light per night, and you'll need that one adding on.
You're dancing around it a little tighter. Yeah. Yeah, but what's the Mahadran and Mahadran according to Tosis?
One for each night.
One for each night. In other words, Tosis says you need a heker. You want to identify what night of Chanukah it is. If I go ahead on night four, six people in the house, I light 24 candles. What night of Chanukah is it? It could be the first, if my math is right, the second, the third, the fourth, the sixth, and the eighth. So it could be any night, almost any night. And according to Tosis, the identifying heker is what night of Chanukah it is. And if you don't know what night of Chanukah is, something that's what Mahadran and Mahadran is. So according to the tier one Mahadran, what is the Hidur? The Hidur is that every single person should fulfill the Ner Ishu Besa. Ner Ishu Besa is one candle per household. Now we want every person to fulfill one candle per household. That is, everyone lights one candle. What's the Mahadran and Mahadran? It's not cumulating, but it's a new din. It's a new halacha. Know what night of Chanukah it is. Okay? That's the Shita of the Balei HaTosis. Which very big community in Klal Yisrael follows the Balei HaTosis? The Sephardim. Sephardim follow the Balei HaTosis. If you're in a Sephardi house and they have 10 kids, how many menorahs do they light?
One
menorah. They follow the Balei HaTosis, and we'll see tomorrow that the Ashkenazim, ironically, follow the Shitas HaRambam with a twist, which is one of the only times that the Sephardim follow Chachmei Ashkenaz, follow the Balei HaTosis, and the Ashkenazim follow Chachmei Sephard. That's an unusual anomaly, but that is what you find when it comes to Ner Chan. Okay, that is Tosis, and we'll come back to that perhaps a little later. Okay, the Gemara, and by the way, why is Tosis emphasize this? So you'll notice the Gemara now is about to tell us my time at the Beis Shammai, my time at the Beis Hillel. So according to Beis, what's the rationale? So Gemara tells us my time. What are the particular rationales? So time at the Beis Shammai connected Yom HaNechnasim, time at the Beis Hillel connected Yom HaYotzim. So Eli Gershuni Shlita was learning with one of the guys and says, what kind of tam is that? Is that a real tam? You ask him, what's the reason for Beis Shammai? And he says, Keneged Yomim Ha Nichnasim. How many days do we have coming in? Day one, you have 8 days coming in, light 8 candles. And according to Beis Hillel, it's Keneged Yom HaYotzim. How many days have passed? One night has passed, you light 1 candle. So is that a reason? That's just a description of what you're doing. Why is that a tam? Why is that a reason? So perhaps what is really going on is, and this might be what's driving the position of the Balei HaTosfos, is that yes, you need to be able to identify what night of Chanukah it is. That is the Mahajim and the Mahajim. Now, there are two ways of identifying. Are you going to identify the night of Chanukah going up, or are you going to identify the night of Chanukah, how many nights you have left? But the key is to identify what I'll call Yemei Nes. So you can identify day one, there's 8 Yemei Nes, and we'll go down, how many Yemei Nes we have left. And or in Tosis, how many days have passed. But they're identifying the key element of Mahadran and Mahadran, Kuli Alma Lepligi, is to identify the day for what day it is. And we'll come back to this momentarily. Second rationale. The Gemara says another rationale for Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and that is, Taima de Beis Shammai is Keneget Pare HaChag, Taima de Beis Hillel de Malin Ba Kodesh Ve'ein Morid. According to Beis Shammai, Keneget Pare HaChag. What is Beis Shammai saying? Yes, our resident Kain? No, no. What? Yes, of course. I'll get to you. Hold on. What is Beis Shammai saying? Keneged Pare HaChag. What does that mean, Keneged Pare HaChag? So on Sukkot, we bring Musafin, and part of the Karban is Parim. And on the first day of Sukkot, how many Parim do we bring? 13. And on the second day, 12. The third day, 11, we go down. So says Beis Shammai, just like you go down by Pare HaChag, you should go down when it comes to Chag Chanukah, you go down. What's the obvious question on Beis Shammai's Shita? I'll say it in, well, what's the obvious question? Makesher. What is the relevance of Pare HaChag to Neros Chanukah? What are we talking about? What have to do with the other? Why is that a basis? That's a fundamental question. What's Beis Hillel Shita? Beis Hillel Shita is Malin Bakodes Ve'Morid. Is that a very well-known and well-known halachic principle? Malin Bakodes. Of course it is. It is so well-known that what is Beis Shammai thinking? Of course, Malin Bakodes Ve'Morid. So, Eli Rubin, to answer your question that you almost snuck in. So, what is your question now? You can ask it now. I'll let you ask it. So, what? I mean, according to Beis Hillel, who says Malam Bakodesh, Pari HaChag is Moridim Bakodesh. So why is that? Sort of Soloveitchik suggested an idea over here, and that is that the rule of thumb is Malam Bakodesh Ve'ein Moridim, but when do we have such a concept? Where do we have this idea of Malam Bakodesh Ve'ein Moridim? For example, I can sell a chumash And were they selling hundreds of chumashim? What can I buy with a chumash? I can buy a Sefer Torah with a chumash. With the funds from a chumash, I can buy Sefer Torah. Can I sell Sefer Torah to buy Sefer Tanakh? No, why not? Because Malin Bakodesh. In general, when you find the principle of Malin Bakodesh when you're reading, what you'll find is Malin Bakodesh applies when you have a Heftza Shel Mitzvah, a Heftza Shel Kedusha. You have a Heftza Shel Kedusha, and now somehow you are diminishing. You're lowering. You're using that Heftza Shel Kedusha in a lower way. No. You can't sell Sifrei Torah for Chumashim, Malin Bakodesh, Ve'ein Moridim. Comes along Beis Shammai and says, Neros Chanukah, go down. Why? Because Pare HaChag, go down. There's nothing to do. Pare HaChag have nothing to do with Neros Chanukah. What Beis Shammai's message is a response to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel, you're not right. You're misapplying Malin Bakodesh Ve'ein Moridim. Why? Because Malin Bakodesh Ve'ein Moridim applies when? To Heftzei Kedusha. Malin V'lo Moridim. But here we're talking about a Maisa HaMitzvah. The performance of a mitzvah. And I'll prove to you that Malin Bakodesh Ve'ein Moridim does not apply to a Maisa HaMitzvah. What's my proof? Pare HaChag. So too, Chanukah can also, is not relevant. Your argument of Malin Bakodesh is not relevant. According to this Mahalach, the Beis Shammai's position about Pare HaChag is not inherent. There's no connection per se between Pare HaChag and Neros Chanukah. But rather, it's just a response to Beis Hillel's position, Malin Bakodesh. No, that doesn't have an application over here. V'haraya Pare HaChag. But I still, despite that mahalach, which is a good mahalach, a viable mahalach, I still want to raise the question. What is the connection, ma kesher, between Pare HaChag and Neros Chanukah? We heard last night, for those who are paying attention, Chassidisha idea, that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin, Yom Kippur is the Yom HaChasima, Hoshana Rabbah, Pitkatava, good kvitlach, it's being sent. And then the real din is not over until Chanukah. So like we're still in this Tishrei mode. That's a nice Arizal idea, but that's not what we're going for. Okay. Now Rabosai, step one. So kasha number one, we're going to say three kashas. Kasha number one is, what is the connection, if any, between Pare HaChag and Chanukah? Who are we asking this kasha? It's a kasha on Beis Shammai. I want to emphasize that point. Because, of course, when I'm thinking halach, am I thinking Beit Shammai?
No.
Low kalach. Okay? So I just want to make that point. Kasha Beit Shammai, which is low kalach. Sukkah number two. Take a look at the Gemara. Shabbos Dav Chav Beis Amid Beis. So the Gemara here on Chav Beis Amid Beis has a very fundamental machlokas, whether hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah. What exactly is the mitzvah? Is it to light or is it to position in place? So the Gemara tells us, Chav Beis Me Beis, Dipoy Luhu, let's just take a look inside quickly. Chav Beis Me Beis, where is it? Last line? Last word on the line. Yeah, Dipoy Luhu. Hadlako smitzo anacha mitzvah. Tashma, to Amar Rava. Hayatofas ner Chanukah v'omeid. If you're just holding a ner Chanukah, lost lo klum, shma mina anacha osa mitzvah. You didn't do anything. So the Gemara, okay, skip. Skip to the last line. Tashma. We have a machlokes. What's the mitzvah? Says the Gemara. Tashma. De Amar Rav Yoshua ben Levi. Ashashis. Shoisa dolekes veholekes kol hayom kula. So you have an ashashis. What exactly is an ashashis? A lantern. Right. Rashi says lanterna. Yafe. A lantern. Which basically is a big... It's a big torch. And it's lighting hoisa dolekes veholekes kol hayom kula. It's a 26-hour light. A yardside light. Now, it's Motzei Shabbos, and you want to light Neros Chanukah. What do you do? So the Brisa says, L'motzei Shabbos mechabe umadlika. You extinguish and relight. What does that tell you? Hanacho semitzah adlako semitzah. Hadlako semitzah, the fact you have to extinguish and relight, for sure, Hadlaka osemitz. Very good raya. Because after all, fill in the blanks for me. Pretend you didn't read the Gemara. Because I amriz bishlama, if you hold hadlaka osemitz a shaper, el I amriz hanacha osemitzvah. But if you held hanacha osemitzvah, what should you do?
You shouldn't have to put it up.
You should, pick it up and put it down. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if you hold hanachos ha-mitzvah, hai mechaber umadlika, extinguish and relight? No. Mechaber umadbia, manicha, umadlika meboile. What should you have to do if it was hanachos ha-mitzvah? You should extinguish, pick up, put down, and relight. And then the Gemara says, but oh, the fact that the bracha is lahadlik, Shmamina hadlaka osa mitzvah, shmamina. So that's the psak hadlaka osa mitzvah. Rabosai, very obvious question. If you hold hanacha osa mitzvah, what should you have to do? L'chora, you should just have to pick up, put down. Who asks this kasha? Tosis asks the kasha. So Tosis says, top left, mechabe ma'bir manich v'chos ma'dlikum e'boile, v'im tomar, amai mechabe v'chos ma'dlik, b'hagbo sagi. Kaven danacha osa mitzvah. Da'atu, mi gora, dluka ve'omedes, midlika, cheres shota v'katan. The Gemara is going to say later on that if a cheres shota v'katan lit the menorah and you hold hanacha osa mitzvah, what do you have to do? Pick it up, put it down. So if you hold hanacha osa mitzvah, you have a 26-hour light, what should you have to do? Pick up and put down. That's the kasha Tosis. So Tosis notes one very, very interesting, extra, seemingly irrelevant word in the Brice. Which word in the Brice seems to be like not relevant, yet somehow it got in there? What? It's not Shabbos, but close. Lemotze Shabbos. Lemotze Shabbos. So Tosis picks up on it, says, Lemotze Shabbos, Motze Shabbos, what do you have to do? Extinguish, pick up, put down, relight. Why Motzei Shabbos? Why not any other nights? So Tosis says, must be that the Motzei Shabbos is significant. And when you lit the candle, when? On Erev Shabbos. What were you lighting on Erev Shabbos? You were lighting not a Ner Chanukah, but a Ner Shabbos. Ah. So it was lit Sorech Ner Shabbos. And now what are you doing? You want to light it on Motzei Shabbos. You want to use this Yortzeit light for a Ner Chanukah. You can't convert a Ner Shabbos into a Ner Chanukah by merely picking it up, putting it down. What do you have to do? You have to extinguish and relight. Even the old Hanachos a mitzvah, it still has to be a Chanukah licht. It cannot be a Ner Shabbos. So you have to make a Ner Chanukah. And how do you do that? You have to light it l'shem Ner Chanukah. That's how Tosfos solves the problem. And therefore he says, let's see, V'yeshom demayri shidlika mitchilas latzov Shabbos, l'ka gora midlika chershot v'katan. Because when it comes to chershot v'katan, what was he lighting, why was the chershot v'katan lighting this eid? He was lighting the Shem Chanukah. Shemadlika b'ita nika adorah shemadlika l'shem Chanukah. But over here you're lighting l'shem Shabbos. And that's not Nikar, and therefore it must be relit. In other words, the Chayr Shot of a Katan, even if they have no Das, but worst case, it's neutral. They lit a neutral light. Here, this is not a neutral light. What kind of light is it? It's a Ner Shel Shabbos. So you have to convert it into a Ner Chanukah. How do you do that? By relighting. Okay, yafe. So far, so good? Okay. Problem is Rashi, Alatar. Look at Rashi over here. And Rashi says, Dolekes Shehidlika Lemitzvas Chanukah Be'erev Shabbos. Holy smokes. You lit it? Yes. We're talking about a Motzei Shabbos relight. But why do you light on Erev Shabbos? You lit it as a Chanukah licht. If you lit it as a Chanukah licht, then Hadra Kushila Duchta, that it's a big problem.
Well, let's say you're doing it one night,
Because why is it that you have to? It's lit l'shem Chanukah. Now, if you hold Hanukkah as a mitzvah, what should you have to do? Just pick up and put down. Why do you have to extinguish and relight? So, question number two is: we're asking a kasha on Rashi. We're asking a kasha on Rashi within the shita of Hanukkah as a mitzvah. Now, Rabosa. Is Hanukkah osa mitzvah the psak halacha or hadlaka osa mitzvah? Hadlaka. So we have a kasha on Beishamai, we have a kasha on Hanukkah osa mitzvah. Went to Rashi. These are two kashas that are low kahalach because we paskin hadlaka osa mitzvah. It's a kasha on the Gemara. On the Gemara, Aliba the Rashi. In other words, according, it's really kasha on Rashi. Tosis got us out of the kasha because after all, he's saying it was little Hashem Shabbos, and I understand why I have to relight it. But according to Rashi, who says it was little Hashem Chanukah, so why do you have to extinguish and relight? Okay. No answers. Yet. No answers. Third question. Go to the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph in Shabbos wants to get into the brachos of Ner Chanukah. And we have the following din. Amar Rav Chia, I'm at the two dots, about 54% of the way down. Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi. Amar Rav. Hamadlik ner shel Chanukah tzarech levarech. You need to make brachos when it comes to ner Chanukah. Okay? You make brachos, the hamadlik makes brachos. Rav Yirmiyah is mechadish, haroa ner shel Chanukah tzarech levarech. If you don't have a house, you're not lighting your own Ner Chanukah. You're only seeing Ner Chanukah. There's also a bracha. So how many brachas? What's the deal? So Amar Rav Yehuda. Yom Rishon Haro Mevarech Shtayim Umadlik Mevarech Shalosh. Mikan Va'elach Madlik Mevarech Shtayim Haro Mevarech Achas. So Rav Yehuda comes along and says a little bit of a cryptic statement. On night number one, the Madlik makes how many brachos? Three. And the Roa makes two. And on subsequent nights, the Roeh makes one, and the Madlik makes two. Why do I say it's a little cryptic? Because the Rav Yehuda does not tell us what brachos you're omitting. He doesn't tell us what brachos you say, but with that we assume we know. But what brachos you subtract? So Gemara asks, my memait, what should you subtract? Now you all know the answer to this question. What should you subtract? Shechianu, Pasha. You'll subtract Shechiyana. The Gemara says, my memait. And the Gemara says, memait smat. You should subtract Shechiyana. So the first night you're saying three, subsequent night you take away Shechiyana. That's our practice. Now the Gemara asks an incredible question over here. And the Gemara says, wait a second. Vinimat nes. No. Maybe you should subtract not the Shechiyana, but rather Sha'asa nisim. And say Lahadlik and say Shechiyana. And if you're a Roeh, what are you going to say? Just Shechiyana. Wild. That's a wild Havamina. And I'll say it again in a second. So the Gemara says, V'nimar Nes. Nes? Nah, you can't subtract Nes. After all, Kol Yoma Isa. There was a new Nes every night. So it doesn't make sense to subtract Nes. You should subtract what bracha? Shechia. But there's a havamina. There's a havamina to do what? To make a bracha of Shechianu and not make the bracha of Sha'asanis. We don't do that. Our practice is we only say Shechianu the first night. But where's a havamina? Do we take havamina seriously?
Yeah.
Very seriously. The Havamina of the Gemara that says the Nimot Nes and the Bracha that we're going to say is Shechia. So question number three is what is the Havamina to go ahead and not say the Bracha of Sha'asanisim and to make a Bracha of Shechianu every single night? Like, what's the Havamina? Do we pass like a Havmina? Absolutely not. So we're not passing like a Havmina, but we got to learn the Gemara. We need to know what's pshat in the Gemara. So we have three kashas. Kasha Beis Shammai, Kasha on Achos the Mitzvah, Kasha on a Havamina of the Gemara. Okay? So I want to develop the answer, an answer, my answer, based on a Gemara in Maseches Erchin. And the Gemara Maseches Erchin, and I've all the Yom HaTzmut jokes and Yom Yerushalayim jokes have been made, so we don't have to make them now. They've been heard, recognized, check. But let's take a look at the Gemara Maseches Erchin. So the Gemara Maseches Erchin says as follows. Source number 4. Shmona Asa Yomim Shayachid Gomer Bemes Ahalech. There are 18 days that a Yachid says a Halal Shalom in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laaretz, it's 21 days. Okay, what are the 18 days in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Shmoni Me'achag, 8 days of Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Shmoni Me'chanukah is 16. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach is 17. Yom Tov Shel Atzeres is 18. Of a Gola, you have an extra day for each of the regalim, Esim Me'echad, Tishim Me'achag, Shmoni Me'chanukah, Shnei Yom Tov Shel Pesach, Shnei Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. Okay, yafe. The Gemara now asks, my shna chag de amri kol yoma umay shna pesach de lo amrinan kol yoma. Why is it that when it comes to Pesach, how many days of Hal Shalom do we have? One in Eretz Yisrael, two in Chutz Laaretz, the rest is Chatzi Chag. Whereas when it comes to Chag Hasukos, how many days of Hal Shalom do we have? Every single day. So you probably know, maybe, the approach of the Yalkut Shimoni cited by the Taz. Why do we say Halal Shalem every single day of Sukkot and not every single day of Pesach? Or in particular, why don't we say Halal Shalem the last day of Pesach, the Yontif of Pesach? After all, was that not an amazing day of Nes? Kriyas Yamsuf? So there's a famous Yalkut that says, Bonai, Tovim Bayam Va'atem Omrim Shira. So the Egyptians are drowning, and you're singing songs? Not a time for Halal. And then the Taz says, so we don't say Halal on the seventh day, this is Yalkut. And we don't say Halal on Chol HaMoed of Pesach, because, pasnished to say, to not say Halal on Yontif, and to yes say Halal on Chol HaMoed, so that wipes out Chol HaMoed. That's the Medrash. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, why by Yontif, yes, by Sukkot, yes, and not by what? And not by Pesach? Because by Pesach, Kol Yoma Dechag, Chalukin Bekarbon Oseh. Pesach, Ein Chalukin Bekarbon Oseh. Every day of Sukkot has unique and distinct carbon. Pesach, and you look at your davening, when you daven Musaf, you'll see, on Sukkot, you're always out, what day is it today? You got to follow, because every single day there's a different par. There's a new par, there's a new korban. When it comes to Pesach, every single day is the same korban. Okay, yafim? Nice. So when it comes to Sukkot, every day is a new carbon. Therefore, if every day is a new carbon, every single day is a new day of Halal. Pesach, the first day is new. Every subsequent day is the same exact carbon. And therefore, it's not a new day of Halal. I would like to suggest the last day of is also no new carbon. Same old carbon. Same carbon. Take a look. Same carbon. Same carbon. I'm going to ask the following question. Now listen carefully, because this is the core idea. I'm asking a question. Is Sukkot in Lundus one 8-day holiday, or is it 8 1-day holidays? So what I think the Gemara is suggesting over here is because every single day is a new carbon, therefore, fundamentally, in Lumbus, every single day of Sukkot is like a new Chag, is a new Yontif. Chalukah and Bekarbonos means every day is now a differentiated Kedushas Hayom. As such, if it's a differentiated Kedushas Hayom, then what do you have to do? It's a new Mechayev of Hallel. If it's the same Kedushas Hayom that is, in a certain sense, cut and pasting, no need for a Hallel Shalom every day. We have a minute of saying Chatzi Hallel. But once you say it's a new Kedushas Hayom every single day, that's suggesting, it's a new Yontif, that triggers a new Mechayev of Hallel Shalom. Hashta de'asis lahachi. Perhaps that idea can now answer all of our questions. How so? How so? So comes along Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. And they're saying we have this new Chag Derabbanan called Chanukah. How are we patterning this new Chag Derabbanan? What is going to be our Doraisa paradigm for this rabbinic Chag? So you know what Beis Shammai says? Beis Shammai says, it's not. Chanukah is not 1 8-day Chag. It's 8 unique days of Chag. It's 8 single day of Chag. 8 one-day Chagim consecutive. And you know how I differentiate every single day? By lighting different neros. If you hold Ner Ishu Besa, how many candles are you lighting every single night? One candle. If you're holding Mahadrin, how many candles are you lighting every single night? I have 5 people in the house. Every night it's 5 people, 5 candles. There's no differentiation. What's the Mahadrin in a Mahadrin? Is, says Tysus, I want to know what night it is. I want to create differentiated nights because fundamentally, these are unique days. Every day is different. And as such, okay, now I can go one of two directions. I can either go up or I can go down. What's my model, says Beis Shammai, of a series of Chagim consecutive that creates differentiation? My model is Sukkot, Pariachak, Chalukim, Korban Oseim, and therefore, Chanukah, I'm going down, 8 to 1. Oh, now comes along, that's Kasha number one. That's resolving Beis Shammai Shita. Kasha number two. We had a problem. If you hold Hanachos Mitzvah, why is it that what? That if you hold Hanachos Mitzvah, why is it they have to relight and pick up, put down? Why not just pick up, put down? Tosa says, why you light on Friday? L'shem Ner Shabbos, says Rashi. You didn't light L'shem Ner Shabbos. You lit L'shem Ner Chanukah. And you still have to what? Extinguish and relight. Why? Because it's the same exact reason. According to Tosis, Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, you need to relight L'shem Chanukah. There's a different candle, it's a different idea. You know what Rashi's telling you? Second night and third night, it's a different yontif. It's a different idea, and therefore, it's not enough just to carry the second night candle to the third night. You have to, even hold on Nachos and Mitzvah, you have to extinguish and relight. What's the Havamina that the Gemara has, that if I'm subtracting a bracha, maybe I should subtract the bracha of Nes and not the bracha of Shechinah. Maybe I should say Shechinah every single night. What's my Havamina? So Havamina is because every single night represents a new Kedushas Hayom. And therefore, there's a Havamina to say Shechiyanu every single night. You'll ask me, so why don't we? It's such a good idea. Why not? So the answer is, which bracha is going to be the greater reflection of the unique Kedushas Hayom of this day? The answer is, the Shechinah is really an outflow of every single day was a new day of Nes. Another night of Chanukah, the oil lasted another night, and another night. So a better reflection of this Kedushas Hayom is Sha'asa Nisan. And perhaps you can add, Shechinah is not said every single night because Shechinah is an experiential bracha. So even if it's 8 consecutive new Kedushas Hayoms, but the bottom line is, by the 4th, 5th night, like, been there, done that. So the experience is not one of Shechinah v'kimeh v'gineh v'asman hazeh, but fundamentally in Lumbus, yes, the 3rd, 4th, 5th night, it's a new Yontif. Now, 3 kashas. None of these kashas are lahalach. Beis Shammai, Hanukkah osa mitzvah, and they have a mina. But is the Yesod true lahalacha? I would tell you, absolutely true lahalacha. Why? Because he started this morning. How many, you said a Hal Shalom this morning? Of course he did. And tomorrow you're going to say a Hal Shalom. And the next day you're going to say a Hal Shalom. What's the present to say a Hal Shalom every single day? Pesach we don't. The answer is, it's still Chalukah B'Korban Hoseim. So good, Beis Hillel says that you go up and we pass like Beis Hillel for whatever reason. Ma'al Bakodesh, Yomim Ha, Yotzim, whatever the reason is. But the bottom line is, every single day of Chanukah is still differentiated. It's differentiated by the Nes Bizman Ahim, and it's differentiated by the Kiyum of Mahajim and Mahajim Bizman Azeh. And that's perhaps why every household in the world that lights Neros Chanukah, no one lights Nerus Shebeso, no one lights Mahajrin, everyone lights Mahajim and Mahajim. Because it's Mahajim and Mahajim that reflects that today is different than yesterday. And it's another Nes, and another day of Nes, and another day of Nes. It's reflecting the uniqueness of the Kedush Hayom, and that triggers the Mechayev of a Halal Shalom every single day. And certainly a lesson for life in Chanukah, but well beyond Chanukah. Because I don't know about you, but last night I came home and everyone was excited for Chanukah. First night, the dreidels are out, the kids are sitting with patience to say Mosur, and there's a new energy. And tonight we'll still have that energy, and maybe tomorrow. But you get to 6, 7, 8, and Mosur is a drag once again. It's the same niggin and the same, and the challenge and the opportunity and the yesod is to recognize, yes, every day of Chanukah is a new mechayev. And we're saying Hal Shalom lahalacha every single day. And that's true. The yesod comes from Beit Shammai, but it's true aliba de Beis Hillel, it's true halacha lamaisa. And I would posit that that's a core and fundamental lesson, a life lesson that I would add to that as well. Because all too often, you get stuck in the rut of bane existence. The rut of the day-to-day. Same Chavrusa, same Gemara, same Seder, same Beis Medrash, same wife, same job, same kids, v'chalila, v'chalila, over and over and over again. And you can get in a rut, chas v'shalom. But if you go and appreciate the uniqueness, the unique nace that is existence, that is life, that is health, that is opportunity, that is yeshiva, that is Masechas Kiddushin, that is Chanukah, that is every aspect of life on this planet. And you appreciate the unique nisim that are around us kol yom v'yom, kol rega v'rega, b'chol esu v'chol shah. Then you experience life with a great, much greater sense of vim, vitality, vivaciousness. It's a different world. It's a different existence. So you bring your energy and your appreciation to every moment, to every second. That Hashem is Marabu Masecha Bechol Yom Tamid. Everything is special. Everything is nais. It changes how you go about every aspect of your lives. We should be zeiche to appreciate the Nisim of Chanukah and so in the Nisim of every single day of our existence.